You're listening to The Record. I'm Steve Scherr. For many Americans, meat comes from a cooler at the local supermarket. Next time you shop, take a look. You might see changes in the labels that will tell you a little more about that pork chop. Jason Lusk is professor of agricultural economics at Oklahoma State University. He's been following country of origin labeling laws, or COOL laws, for over a decade. And Jason Lusk, we have a change to those laws. What are we going to see differently?
Well, hi, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
The big change that's about to happen is that the USDA is requiring retailers to be much more precise about the origin information. So previously, well, before 2002, there was no requirement that any origin information had to be provided. And then with a law that came into place in 2002 and was finally implemented in about 2008, retailers had to provide some origin information, but a lot of the retail packages would say something like product of U.S., Mexico, and Canada. But what the retailers now have to do is tell you where an animal was born, where it was raised, and where it was slaughtered. So those three things. So you could have born in Mexico, raised in Canada, and slaughtered in the United States.
Now, is this going to be a costly law to implement for consumers?
It will be. And the estimates on the cost vary from a few hundred million dollars to several billion dollars, depending on who you ask. And yes, you have to look at it from a processor's perspective. When they're bringing animals into the plant 10 years ago or so, they didn't have to worry too much about where the animals came from. So they might be slaughtering animals that were born, raised in all different kinds of places. And moreover, when they're making products like ground beef or hamburger, they might be mixing in animals that came from different origins. But today, when you have to be much more precise and say this animal was born here and raised here and was slaughtered there, it requires much more tracking on the part of the processor. And one of the ways a lot of processors have handled this challenge is that they've decided to just source meat from a certain location, like only U.S. We're not going to buy Canadian and Mexican cattle, for example. So that cost, the onus of implementing this thing is on the processors and retailers, but of course they aren't going to sit on those costs. They're going to pass some of those along to the consumer.
Is there a safety benefit?
In my opinion, no. So there's nothing in the law that says anything about safety. It just has to tell you the origins, and there's not any particular reason to believe that a steer born in Canada is any inherently safer than a steer born in Montana or Idaho or something like that. And again, it's important to realize this is not a law about traceability. Traceability might convey some safety benefits if you found an E. coli outbreak, for example, and being able to trace that back to a processor or farm, that might have some food safety benefits. But this law does nothing about that. It doesn't allow traceability at all. It just provides information on origin.
Jason Lust studies and tracks country of origin labeling laws. Well, any meat imported to the U.S. has to meet rigorous import standards, ensuring the quality. At least that's the goal. Why do we have this labeling in addition to those standards?
Well, it's been a controversial issue for a long time now, and as I said, this law first was put into the Farm Bill back in 2002, and there were a variety of groups and forces that were behind that, but I think one of the main forces were certain groups of cattle producers who felt like this would give them an economic advantage, that if retailers had to put this information on products, they would demand and buy more U.S. cattle and therefore drive up their prices. And indeed, that seems to have happened a little bit. And along the way, some consumer groups also advocated on behalf of the label too, sort of you have a right to know sort of argument. But I think it is important to realize and point out that not all cattle producing groups are on the same page. So, for example, the largest group of cattle producers in the United States, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, has been against this law from the beginning.
So what are we seeing here? Are we seeing backdoor tariffs proposed by some parts of this industry?
It could happen. So one of the reasons we have the more stringent labeling laws now that are coming into place this week is because the Mexican and Canadian cattle producers took the U.S. to court claiming that this law was an unfair trade practice. It was a kind of trade barrier. And indeed, the WTO agreed with them, and they said that if U.S. does not change the law in some way or repeal the law that the Canadians and the Mexicans can impose retaliatory trade tariffs on other products. It doesn't have to be meat. It can be other things. And most of the time when these things happen, what those countries do is pick something that's going to be really painful for the economy of the other. So this new labeling law where you're having to label the origin of, you know, where it was born, where it was raised, where it was slaughtered, is a result of the USDA trying to make sure that they can come into compliance with the WTO, but it's not clear to me that it will actually do that. So I guess we'll just have to see how that plays out in the courts.
Well, when we go shopping this weekend, are we going to see these labels on meats?
You should. So the meat retailers are now required to put this information about where an animal is born and raised and slaughtered, and but there is no particular requirement about where it has to appear. So the USDA has given retailers flexibility in how they do that. So, you know, maybe on the back of the product, or maybe on the side, or it may be on a placard in the front of the store. But they, by law, should be carrying the information by now.
Different marketing for different stores is going to take place, won't it?
Yes, it most certainly will. And I think that, from my perspective, is one important thing that I think a lot of the opponents of this law have pointed out, and that is that, you know, if consumers really valued this information, there'd be every incentive in the world for retailers to come out and label this. And the fact that retailers were not doing this seems to suggest that consumers, even though they tell you on surveys that this is important information to them, that when they actually go shopping, that they don't really spend their dollars that way, because there's no, the way that an economist would say it is, it's hard to see where the market failure was that was preventing retailers, especially big ones like a Kroger or a Walmart, from sourcing meat, for example, from the United States and selling only that meat. That seems to suggest to me that even though consumers say they want it, when the wallet, you know, hits the road, so to speak, they're actually willing to pay for it.
Jason Lusk is professor of agricultural economics at Oklahoma State University. He's been following country of origin labeling laws for over a decade. Thank you, sir. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks to you, too.
This is The Record.